New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great. Team first. Team last. Team always.
Big Blue Kickoff Live, brought to you by Andrew Mark, live from the University at Albany, home of the Giants training camp. And I'm Anita Marks here with Paul Dottino and you. This is an audience participation show, so we have a phone lines open. We want you to call in. That's 518-437-3774. Again, 518-437-3774. With you for the next 30 minutes. Also, you can find us on Twitter at Giants. Make sure you include that hashtag Giants Chat for any questions or comments about the show. And Paul, let's kick it off. First and foremost, even though he was not at practice, we got wind while we were at practice today that Terrell Thomas is back in Albany.
Yeah, you know, Tom Coughlin hasn't gotten a chance to talk to him yet, but Thomas has now seen three doctors about that ACL injury, and for the time being, they've decided he's going to rehab it. There will be no surgery, and we're going to see where that whole thing takes us. Really, nobody knows what the ultimate result is going to be.
Well, we already have callers on the line. Let's head out. Caller, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Welcome.
Go ahead.
This is Sam from Youngstown, Ohio.
Ohio? Browns country.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you. My question is, feel real solid about the offensive line on the right side with Deal, Snee, and Boss at center. But the left side, I see, how's that coming along with Booth and Beatty's issues and Brewer and Locklear? That's the one thing I'm worried about.
Well, caller, I understand the point, and Anita, you and I talked about Kevin Booth a lot last year when he was substituting in during the second half of the season. The Giants' running game was doing very, very well, averaging about 110 yards a game on the ground. But right now you're looking at Will Beatty at left tackle, and he's got back spasms. In fact, they're telling us that it's sciatica, and it's in the lower back area, and it kind of periodically flares up on him. That's a bit of a concern because you're looking at guys like James Brewer, second-year pro, who's really raw, and veteran Sean Locklear, who would be his backups. I don't think Tom Coughlin really wants to see B out of the lineup.
Well, let's continue to talk about practice and some good news today. We actually saw Hakeem Nicks on the side kind of running drills, and he looked pretty good, Paul.
Yes, he really did, Anita. In fact, he's probably done more in the last 24 hours than he's done since he's been here at Albany. Tom Coughlin was even a little optimistic when he said, hey, we might see him practice a little bit next week. How about that? Hey, Hakeem last week said he'd love to get back for preseason game number 3, and the team is still holding out hope that he'll be ready for opening day.
Some other players that unfortunately did not practice today.
Well, you know, there's the usual suspects as you look at Canty and Beckham and Sintum, and those guys, have, you know, they're not practicing anyway because they're on PUP. But then Jaquan Williams a little nicked up today. He didn't go. Masao, the linebacker, Jake Masao, also didn't go today. And then there was Darrell Scott, and that one did not make Tom Coughlin very happy, Anita. What did he say? He's got himself a little bit of a bruised thigh, and Tom kind of shook his head.
Well, this is his second injury so far this camp, and he needs to get out there on the field to compete.
Yeah, it's a real tough battle for the backup running back spot, and Tom Coughlin does not like when guys cannot take snaps.
Again, phone lines are open, 518-437-3774. Let's talk about some good news today. And yet again, Jerron Hosley, what a fantastic practice. Every time I'm up here in Albany, it seems like he has a great practice. 2 interceptions today, 1 pick for 6.
Yeah, you know, that's really funny because I said the same thing to Tom after practice. The kid seems to always be in the right place at the right time, making plays. The 2 picks today were of different varieties. One was clean, one was a deflection. And what it comes down to, Anita, is that he's got all the skills. He has shown he can play outside. He has shown he can play the slot. And most importantly, Tom Coughlin says mentally, he's picking up the game very quickly.
Let's head back out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Peter Rubin. I'm calling from Harry D. Grace, Maryland via Brooklyn, New York. And I'd like to speak about Sean Rogers, the defensive tackle, and what he brings to the New York Giants defensive line.
How about 360 pounds?
That's a lot.
Heavier than both of us combined.
Rodgers. But he came in, actually, I mean, let's give him some credit. He actually came in with a good weight.
Well, yeah, when the Giants brought him in as a free agent after he was cut loose by the Saints, they told him, look, if you get into condition, we'll sign you. If not, don't bother coming back. And he did. To his credit, he decided to lose some weight because he wants a shot at the championship. He's in his 12th NFL season, and last year with the Saints was the first time he had ever been to the postseason. He was like, wow, this is great. I made the playoffs. Now I want a chance to contend. That's why he's here with the Giants. He's a run stuffer.
Again, 518-437-3774. Some more practice news on a positive note. Prince Amukamara had a great pass deflection. He was over the back of Jarrell Jernigan, really got some ups, went up there and deflected it. It was really impressive. The crowd went wild.
You know, Anita, he's been doing that a lot during training camp up here at Albany. And you and I know this because we watched him carefully last year. After he broke his foot in that first practice and missed the first half of the season, we were really kind of wondering, what was he going to bring to the table over the course of the second six, seven, eight games? And what happened? He got benched after a few because he just wasn't ready, physically nor mentally. Now he's had a whole offseason to prepare, and you could see the difference in Ida. He's so much more instinctive, so much quicker to the ball. Tom Coughlin's got a smile on his face.
O.C. Umanura with an interception today, and also JPP and Mark Herzlick. Herzlick, another guy having a great camp, both with two pass deflected passes today as well. Let's head back out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Elmwood Park, New Jersey.
Welcome.
I'm calling to ask about if Deion Grant has a chance, maybe that the Giants will sign him again.
Well, you know, Deion Grant is in a very precarious situation because he'd still like to play. Anita, you and I both know the guy's got tremendous passion for the game. He's 33 years old. He's obviously got to take the high veteran minimum if he does come back. But the Giants want to look at Will Hill and Tyler Sash right now at the safety spot. Sash is going to serve a four-game suspension to start the regular season. But they really need to see what these young guys have. And so I think they're going to sit tight. Remember, Sash can play in the preseason. The suspension only kicks in with week one. So they're going to want to watch what these guys can do before they start making any phone calls to anybody.
Some other practice news and notes today on the offensive side of the ball. DePalma had a great reception from Perilou. What was it? 60, 70-yard touchdown?
Yeah, sweet.
You know, this is a guy on the practice squad. Coaches love him, Paul.
You know, a lot of people who I've talked to, and I'm not talking about coaches now, other observers say he could be a little bit of a Wes Welker type. I will say this about DePalma.
That's quite a compliment.
It sure is. You know, well, of course, then that means he would have to drop a pass in the Super Bowl. But we don't want to talk
about
that.
Oh, you went there.
But I'll tell you something about DePalma. Really showed me something because just a couple of minutes earlier, he ran two bad routes and got yelled at by the coaches. Then he immediately responded by catching the post pattern for the touchdown. That's a great way to impress a coach when you show resiliency like that.
Head back out to our callers. Again, 518-437-3774, the phone number. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
Hello. I think that's a fumble.
Okay. Not a problem. Let's talk about Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz has been very solid, pretty interesting. If you recall, two seasons ago, had a remarkable camp. A remarkable camp. Unfortunately, ended up on IR. Last season, not such a great camp. Was a little worried, waiting for that phone call to see if he'd even make the team last year. And then look at the season he had. This year, he's just so solid, and he's been so consistent, Paul.
You know, I don't know that I've seen him drop a ball since we got to Albany, Anita. And he's caught some passes in traffic. He's made some long, far-reaching catches. He's done everything the coaches could possibly want. He looks like he's in midseason form.
Well, this is one of 32 camps in and around the country. Jason LaConfora, who now works for CBS, was actually here yesterday in Albany, and our own John Schmelk had a chance to catch up with him. Let's listen in.
What are some of the things you're looking at when you arrive at Giant Camp?
Well, this is such a good franchise, you know, and I think what separates them from the norm is they're constantly finding young talent and then cultivating it, making it fit in their system, and then generally getting them signed to that second contract and getting them extended ahead of time. So, I mean, how that plays out on the field, I'm waiting to see what youngsters show up. They've got some injuries to certain positions, corner and wide receiver. So are any of these kids kind of popping up?
Well, big picture stuff. Let's talk about a couple of the young guys, because obviously the Giants do have some need at running back, losing Brandon Jacobs, at wide receiver, losing Mario Manningham, and voila, their first two draft picks, David Wilson, Ruben Randall. though. What are you hearing about these guys? What is Jerry Reese telling you about these guys?
Well, I mean, they're very excited. I mean, it's very early, so again, you don't want to go too rah-rah. And this is the ultimate prove-it team. I mean, it's based on Lombardi trophies here. It's not based on hype or tabloids or back pages or any of that stuff. So no one's going to get too enamored with any rookie 2 weeks into this thing. But they are excited. You said it. There's potential for them to be plug and play, for them to come in and get heavy reps or meaningful reps right away. I mean, will the running back be an every down guy at this point? Will he have to work on pass protection? Will he have to earn the trust of an Eli Manning before you maybe see him out there in certain third down situations? Yeah. And Ahmad Bradshaw is very capable. And I know the run stats in the regular season weren't maybe where everyone wanted him, but there's still propensity here to have a strong running game. And I think the offensive line, if it can stay a little healthier and you're not shifting guys around, the left tackle is who you think the left tackle is and he stays healthy, then everything else falls into place. And I do think they have the ability to be even more balanced on offense. And you're saying this off of a team that's won multiple Super Bowls recently.
Final question. How different is it when you show up at a training camp and a team knows who their quarterback is and they're completely comfortable as compared to another camp, let's say like a Tennessee, where they're trying to figure out who their quarterback is? How much different is just the feel of walking into the campus?
It's completely different. I mean, there's just a level of ease. There's not that tension. You're not worrying about clicks or is this guy a Tebow guy or this guy a Sanchez guy or, you know, is this guy a Gabbert guy or this guy a Henny guy or whatever. The whole team is already rallied around that individual. So yeah, here it's just about continuing to build a team. It's about, are we as good as we want to be 45 through 53 on our roster? Because we know, you know, 1 through 45, we're pretty good.
So Paul, I mean, I've only been covering this team for 3 years. I think you've been covering, what, 50? Is this your 50th year that
you... Well, let's see, Anita. I remember when Y.A. Tittle first got here a long time ago.
We have a ton of callers. I want to get to them in a hot second. But, I mean, it's got to be so nice, so refreshing to be able to come to camp. And, you know, Eli Manning's the guy. There's no battle at quarterback. There's no stress. There's no drama.
And that's what happens, right? When you have a team that's as good as this New York Giants team is right now, defending Super Bowl champions, and like 95% of the starters are back.
518-437-3774. Let's head out to our calls. And caller, welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
My name is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
How are you?
You're not Reeves, are you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Nah, that's nothing. All right. Go ahead. He used to coach you, you know.
Okay, I was looking at the depth chart that Giants.com posted this afternoon. I was looking at all the corners that we have, and I'm just looking at how much depth we have at corner from this year compared to last year.
Funny you say that. What is the first thing I said to you?
It was interesting because earlier today we were talking about the corners. You said that they have 9 legitimate corners that could be on any NFL roster, and so let's credit the Giants, the fact that they really have stockpiled the cornerback position, and you've got to credit the suits for that, no?
Oh, Jerry Reese and Mark Ross did a great job. You see, Carla, go back to last season when the Giants had 6 different cornerbacks go down with injury, and they were scrambling trying to find guys to fit the bill, and Antrell Roll had to play slot corner. We kept watching from the press box, oh, this is awful. Roll's got to play slot corner.
Right.
Bottom line is, the coaching staff and the front office talked after the season and said, you can never have too many corners. So they went out and decided to fill the shelves with cornerbacks. And that's why the Giants are in such good position right now.
Again, 518-437-3774. Let's take our next caller. Welcome to the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
Hey, guys, this is Nati calling from Jerusalem, Israel.
Oh, wow. Shalom.
That's why they call it the World Wide Web. How about that?
Guys, great show. We love the Giants over here.
Thank you.
Just wanted to ask a question about our new running back, David Wilson. What we get to see on video, offensively, he's amazing. The question is, how is his rush protection, pass protection?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Paul.
Well, it really doesn't exist right now. But, of course, these are practice lights, as I like to call them. You're going to have to get into a game situation to really see how far David Wilson has progressed with his blitz pickups, with his ball security, with his understanding of you can't dance for 15 seconds before you hit the hole, because in the NFL, that means a 3-yard loss instead of in college when it might mean a gain. These are all things you got to watch on Friday when they play the Jaguars.
Let me ask you this. On another team, on another ball club, do you feel that he would go in as legitimate number one running back? Or is it just that the Giants, really, their number one priority is keeping Eli Manning healthy? So if you're a running back who doesn't understand the blitz packages that are coming in and be able to help pass protect from the backfield, your playing time is going to be limited because Eli is the most important guy on this offense.
It's not just Eli, though, Anita. It's what Tom Coughlin believes in. You got to remember something. Coughlin was a running back way back when at Syracuse, and he understands how important the blitz pickup is. He puts it higher on his priority list than some other coaches around the league. The other thing you need to remember is that because Ahmad Bradshaw is here and he's become very good at blitz pickup, and DJ Ware has also proven to be very good at blitz pickup, that kind of puts more of a burden on Wilson to learn it, because if he doesn't, he's got two guys in front of him who will do it.
518-437-3774. Back to our callers. Welcome, caller. You're on the show. Your name, where are you calling from?
Hello.
Caller, are you there?
Well, maybe his computer will delay.
There he is. I want to talk about Henry Hynoski.
Okay,
he gained,
question.
He gained some weight up in the shoulder areas. Is he going to be more used as a blocker, or is he going to be used more as a passer this year?
Henry Hynoski.
Hynoski caught about 24 passes last season out of the backfield, and we have seen that used as an effective weapon. However, he did not have one carry from scrimmage, and I don't think he's going to get one again. In fact, we'll put a bet on that one, Anita. He's not going to get one carry this year.
I actually had an opportunity to speak to him earlier today. That will be a Giant insider that I'm sure will be up later on this week, and I asked him about the size that he's gained. And I said, is it because you really want to be able to go up against every linebacker in the NFL? And he said, absolutely. It was one of the areas of his game that he needed to improve the season.
Yeah, if you notice last year, he did very well against the quick, smaller finesse linebackers. He was able to blow the hole open. But against the bigger, stronger guys, he could stand up a lot. He would get stood up. He would get blown out himself. And he knew going in he was going to have to do better this year.
He also said a lot of 3-4 defenses in the NFL. That was another thing that the linebackers that he was facing.
Sure.
Again, 518-437-3774. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name and your location.
Timothy Fripp, calling from Jackson, New Jersey.
Welcome.
I got a question for you. Will Akeem Nicks and Terrell Thomas be ready for the season opener against the Cowboys?
Well, I heard Nicks. Who was the other one he asked about? I heard Nicks.
I missed it.
All right, let's put it this way. Nicks is progressing well. They'd love to get him back out on the practice field next week. I don't necessarily know if it's realistic to expect him to take too many preseason snaps, but they're hopeful that he'll be on track for the opener against the Cowboys. And I didn't get the second player he was talking about, Anita, but the guy you really want to be more worried about, quite frankly, is Chris Canty, who Tom continues to say, that is Coach Coughlin, that we just don't know. It's day-to-day. He's out indefinitely, you know, coming off of that knee surgery. That's the one that, to me, is a little bit more of a problem right now.
Paul, let's talk about the third wide receiver spot. Who's in the lead right now? Again, we know we get with Nicks, Cruz, Randall. I know you've got a man crush on Dominic Hickson. Come on, admit it.
Yeah, he's real good.
Ramsey's Barden. Jernigan has had a good camp. Who's kind of leading that race right now?
Well, if the Giants had to line up tomorrow and play the Cowboys at 1 o'clock, you know, Nicks would not be in the lineup. So it would be Hickson and Cruz. And in all likelihood, I got to think that Randall might be the third guy if they were to play tomorrow. Jernigan still has a shot to take a lot of snaps there and maybe could still steal the spot. It might also depend on matchups and who's playing who, and if the other team has smaller corners or bigger corners or quicker corners or better slot guys. But this whole thing changes once Nicks comes back into the lineup, Anita, because once you've got Nicks and Cruz, now it's like, okay, do you go with Hickson? Do you go with the small, speedy guy, Jernigan? Do you go with the bigger guy in Randall? You've got a lot of ways you can go here. Kevin Gilbride has so many options. He's got to be drooling over this.
518-437-3774, the number to get in on the show. Let's head back up to our callers. Caller, welcome. Your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, how you doing? It's Corey from New Jersey.
Welcome.
How you doing? My question is about the running back depth. I see, you know, the possible three of Bradshaw, Wilson, and Ware. What do you think the chances of Darrell Scott making the team?
Well, you know, I think Darrell Scott has not helped himself with his second injury at training camp. Again, a bruised thigh, if you missed the early part of our show, and Tom Coughlin is not very pleased by that. We saw last year Scott had trouble with the blitz pickup and trouble with ball security, Anita. Two things that Tom Coughlin does not want to see. However, I do think he's got enough talent and enough quicks and a good enough attitude that in all likelihood he will make the team ahead of Andre Brown. Whether or not Scott sees any snaps or any time this year, that's basically going to be up to him and his development.
Let's head back out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name and your location.
Hello? Hello? Guess not.
All right. You were talking about Reuben Randall a little bit earlier as well. I know that this guy has been very impressive, and he's actually pretty interesting. Not only has he gotten one playbook in regard to just an X receiver, but he's gotten a playbook when he came up here to Albany, X, Y, and Z. So it just goes to show you Kevin Gilbride really trusting this young man and really giving him a lot to study and a lot to really digest.
It really is a lot, Anita. And the thing about it is, you know, he comes from that running style offense at LSU where he did not have a whole lot of complicated things to learn. And even when they did throw the ball, the quarterbacks weren't very good, so things had to be kept simple. And so this is like a whole new world for him to have to learn all three positions. Mentally, I understand he's a little bit behind the eight ball, but physically, what is there not to like about this kid?
No, he's definitely become a fan favorite, that's for sure. Every time he touches the ball, the crowd goes crazy. Anyway, wide receiver Reuben Randall had an opportunity to talk to the media earlier today. Let's listen in.
Has your comfort level changed since the beginning of camp? I mean, do you feel like you're ready to do more?
Get into the playbook, understand things more. Taking more time off, out the field, and getting to it more. So it's making my game speed up faster.
One of the dangers, he said, with you is that your talent allows you to have success without really knowing the finer points of the routes and some reads and stuff like that. Do you find that?
As young players, a lot you can learn still. And talent has helped me out a little bit more than some other players, but I'm still continuing to work hard, and try to practice my craft and everything, just continue to get better.
Have they been using you mostly on the outside?
Yes, I've been.
Are they moving you around a little bit?
In OTAs, I was moving on the outside in the slot, but this minicamp, I've been mainly working outside.
Do you like punt returns?
Yes, I do like punt returns.
What do you like about that?
I mean, it just shows your capability of making a play with the ball in your hand, creating things, having a few blocks out there and just making a sight moment for your team.
Again, that was wide receiver Reuben Randall. 518-437-3774, the number to get in on the show. We've got about 10 minutes left, so please pick up the phone, dial in. Any questions about the Giants training camp, we want to hear from you. Let's head out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Name and where you're calling from.
This is from New Jersey. I just got a question or curiosity. What do you think about Wilson, the new rookie running back, in comparison to LeSean McCoy? Do you think the Giants were thinking of him that way? Does he have that kind of potential? Because I know, you said about dancing in a hole. Well, McCoy does that a lot. And, I'm just kind of curious what your comparison between those two might be.
No, I would not compare those two guys at all. In fact, to me, Wilson has more quicks than McCoy, at least from what I could see. I'm going to reserve a concrete opinion on that till I see him in games.
All right, well, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. Based on what you've seen so far from David Wilson, what running back in the NFL does he emulate? What running back do you say, he reminds me of?
Wow. Anita, until I actually see him explode into the hole under game conditions, I don't think I really want to
make
a
go
comparison
there
yet.
You don't want to go there?
Well, look, right now, these light practices that they're going with under the new CBA are basically nothing more than glorified flag football games. And I need to see real contact. Ask me after Friday's game against Jacksonville.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna hold you to that.
You can.
I will. 518-437-3774. Let's head back to our callers. Caller, welcome. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Jason. I'm calling from Billings, Montana.
Welcome.
Hi. I want to know how's Adrian Robinson looking?
Well, that's a bag of mystery results right now because, Anita, we watched him today and he would catch one ball, maybe catch a second one, then drop one. He's really very raw right now. Tremendous talent, no question about that. Quick for his size, a lot of physical tools, but he's got a lot to learn. And I think right now, when you're running behind Pasco and you're running behind Bennett, two experienced veterans in this league, you can't expect Robinson to get too many snaps.
I had an opportunity to talk to Bear Pasco today, and when I spoke to him, he said that he was the number one tight end on this team, but when we saw the first team go, it was Bennett. Interesting, the two style, they're totally different style in regard to tight ends. Do you think Kevin Gilbride is going to kind of utilize that depending on the defenses they face?
Well, it's really interesting, Anita, because you look at Pasco, who's played H-back and fullback and tight end in this league, and then you look at Bennett, who's only played tight end. So if you only line one of them up on the field, you're kind of telegraphing some of what you might be calling in the huddle. Coaches hate to telegraph plays. So if the Giants are going to use one or the other, they're going to have to try to mix things up a little bit. If they're going to use them both, well, now that means you're going to go to a one back, and I guess Bradshaw will be back there, and that kind of opens things up for Bradshaw. I'm interested to see what Kevin Gilbride's got in mind.
518-437-3774, the phone number. Let's head back out to our calls. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Frank. I'm from Connecticut.
Welcome.
How are you?
Great.
Good, good. Yeah, I like your thoughts on the free agent receiver, Douglas. He seems to be opening some eyes there. What are your thoughts?
Well, Douglas comes out of Arizona. He is a possession receiver who can occasionally get deep. Good head on his shoulders. Great attitude. Oh, Anita, this kid is just blue collar all the way. The coaches love him. But here's the thing. Here's the thing you got to keep in mind, okay? It's only practice. Let's wait until we see the kid in games.
Okay, Allen Iverson.
Before we get too excited. Oh, pull out a basketball reference.
We're talking about practice. We are talking about practice, but he has been very impressive. In fact, today I found it pretty interesting. He was actually returning kicks, which screams to me the coaches really love this kid and probably, more than likely, giving him every opportunity to make the roster, Paul.
Well, there's no question that they would like to see him use whatever talents he has to impress the coaches. But again, I'm going back to game action. So much of what is going to be finally decided for the last few roster spots is going to be based on those game films, Anita. I mean, 15 practices is all that Tom Coughlin has at his disposal. That's not really enough. These four games are going to be critical to every single free agent and rookie on this team.
518-437-3774. Let's head back out to our callers. Caller, welcome. Your name and your location.
Hey, Anita. Hey, Paul. This is Dan from Brick.
Hi.
Guys, quick question. Jarrell Jernigan, he looks very explosive after the catch in practices now. How big of a leap do you think he makes from last year?
Didn't I just say to you, Anita, at lunchtime, Jernigan might be the most improved player at camp?
Yeah, absolutely. But also, I found it pretty interesting. What was the one play that they had Jernigan wide, Victor Cruz in the slot, and you said, wait, what's going on? I said, listen, with all due respect to Victor Cruz, he's a product of the system. So it's interesting to me. I don't think Kevin Gilbride, the success that Cruz had, Gilbride is not going to mess around with that. But we saw Jernigan play a lot of wide out, and his frame, his body, really doesn't suit that position very well.
No, he's better suited for the slot, but he was outside. And, of course, that means if a corner uses the inside leverage and pushes him to the outside, physically, I don't know if Jernigan can actually beat a corner under those situations unless he's just flat out using his blazing speed, which may be what the Giants are counting on. What I will say is this, caller. Last year, he looked like a deer in headlights. He even tried to catch a kick in New England looking up at the sky like this. It was just horrible. He's come back as a new man. And I know that Tom Coughlin loves the kid. He's eager. He wants to learn. He's got a great attitude. They're going to give him every chance to succeed. And to this point, he looks like he's got a chance to do some good things.
518-437-3774, the number to get in. Here, Big Blue Kickoff Live, Anita Marks, Paul Dottino. Let's head out to our callers. Caller, welcome to the show. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how are you? My name is Montrell. I'm actually calling from Miami, Florida.
Yes.
Relax.
Yes.
Floridian over here.
Yeah. Actually, I had a quick question. I want to talk about Jerron Hosley, your third-round draft choice. How is he looking out there so far?
You know,
amazing.
You can't help being impressed. He is so quick. He is so fluid. I love his footwork. Great balance, changes direction, runs horizontally well, goes with the back pedal very quickly, closes on the ball quickly. Tremendous skills. And then the Tom Coughlin puts the cherry on the cake today, Anita, when he says mentally he's picking the game up quickly as well. I think they have a lot of high hopes for him.
Also, it's pretty fun. Unfortunately, if you are calling from Miami, not an opportunity to be up here in Albany, but to watch the practice and to see Perryfield. Perryfield gets so excited about this young man because he makes so many plays at practice. Granted, we haven't seen it in a game yet, but you hear Perryfield screaming, you know Hosley's done
something. He's almost as pumped up as I am.
Oh, I don't know if that's possible. 518-437-3774. Let's head back out to our calls. Caller, welcome. Your name, where are you calling from?
Yeah, Bill James from Pennsylvania.
Welcome.
My question is the offensive line. I'm wondering what you think the quality of the line is as it stays with our starters and how the backups look.
Well, you know, I think if Beattie's able to hold down the left tackle spot and the back doesn't bother him and he's able to develop and get more physical, that is going to really, really make a huge difference with this year's offensive line. I think Boss is over his injuries at center, at least I hope he is. Last year he was so banged up and he was new to the system, and I think that really affected him. We know what Booth is, we know what Snee is, and we also know what David Beal is. So I think the key really is beating.
Paul, we have to wrap up the show. I'll be back tomorrow with John Schmelk. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
It's a beautiful day. I don't want to go.
We could do the show for hours, really. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, Big Blue Kickoff Live, brought to you by Andrew Mark, live from the University at Albany. We'll see you tomorrow night.